Ephesians chapter number 5. We struck out on that song. Sorry about that. We do it every now and then. But I love singing. It's in my heart to sing. Their song says, there's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Now, I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I like singing. And I remember getting out here on this tractor when we had the tractor mowing this yard. And I'd mow the yard, sing as I was mowing. And people would look at me going up and down the road. And the muffler was off of it, Brother Greg. And the pipe was blowing sud everywhere. And I was singing like nobody's business, which it wasn't nobody else's business. And but I was singing to worship God and magnify the Lord. Ephesians chapter number 5, we'll start out in verse number 14. It says, wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that thou walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. It's all my reading. They said that there was a young boy was riding with his dad one day. And Brother Charlie said that his dad was a preacher. And said he came upon this scene, an accident scene. And he told his son, his son was probably 10 or 12 years old. He said, son, stay in the car. He said, just stay put in the car while I go check everything out, make sure these people are all right, and see what I can do. And said the man walked up to the car and said, Brother Greg said they wasn't, he seen the car was overturned, and he said that there wasn't nothing he could do. And he said he stood around there for a few minutes, and he said he walked back to the car and got in the car and went on home. And he said he prayed for them people and prayed that God had spared their souls and that they was right with God. He said, but the next night or two, he noticed his young boy. And his young boy, he said he'd keep his light on in his room. And he kept on asking him, said, son, you need to go to bed. He said, it's late. He said, turn your light off and go to bed. And it went on for several days like this, Brother Mike. And finally, he asked his boy, he said, son, what's the matter? Why can't you sleep? And he said, Dad said, whenever you told me to stay in the car, he said, I got out. He said, I saw them people that were dead. He said, but, he said, the thing the little boy said, he said, how can we sleep when men are dying? And that's what the little boy's reply was. And that's what my sermon title is tonight. I never put it on the wall tonight, but I want to preach tonight on how can we sleep when men are dying. In Ephesians here, it says, awake, thou that sleepest. Awake. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. A lot of people, there's not just an awakening process, but you got to arise. There's a lot of people like to be awake and just lay there in bed and not get up and do anything. There's a process about this. In Proverbs 10 and 5, it says, he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. If there ever was a day and hour, it seems like the church in general, and I ain't pointing at just a church, but I'm talking about the church in general, that we have grown sleepy. We've grown tired. We've grown reluctant to work while it's yet day. We seem like we've not grabbed a hold of the horns of the altar the way we need to. The plow has not been held on to, and we've not left fingerprints on the plow enough where we plowed and we've worked for God. There's been a drowsiness about God's people, and I'm preaching to myself here. It seems like we've got to a spiritual slumber, or we must awake, we must arise, we must work quiet yet day, we must be about the Father's business. And how can we sleep when men are dying? Their souls at your charge, their souls at my charge. Their blood is going to be upon our hands if we don't work, if we don't awake ourselves, if we don't shake ourselves. And Proverbs 6 and 9 and 11 says, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? It said, yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. He said, how long are you going to sleep? How long are you going to be a sluggard? There's work to be done. This is the harvest time. There's souls in the harvest field that needs to be harvested. And he said, in Proverbs 10 and 5, it says, he that sleepeth and harvests is a son that causeth shame. I want to work while it's yet day. I don't want to wait until, I don't want to wait and say, I should have done this, or I could have done this, or I could have helped this one, or I could have helped that. And one man said he was walking on the seashore and said that he saw all these starfish that washed to the shore. And he said to myself, he said to himself, I'm going to put them back in as much as I can. So he grabbed one and he threw it back in the seashore. And he said, there's one I helped. There's none I helped. And another young boy, a boy came up to him and said, man, you can't help all of them. He said, I might not be able to help every one of them. He said, but he reached down and he said, but I helped that one. I helped that one. You're not going to be able to win everybody. But if you can reach one, one will reach another. We must awake in this hour. Men love sleep. I know you have to have physical sleep, but I'm talking tonight about spiritual sleep, which was shipwreck. It's shipwreck for a church to be asleep. It's shipwreck for a preacher to be asleep. It's shipwreck for a saint or a Sunday school teacher or a bus worker or anybody that's working for God. It's shipwreck to be sleeping spiritually. When you're asleep, you lose conscious of what's going on around you. You're lifeless. You're unaware of danger. You're unaware of you're no longer effective the way you need to be. But you're just sitting back idle and not working, useless, at ease in the house of God. I don't know about you, but I'd like to do something in 2016. It's a brand new year, and there's great opportunities. And there's a harvest out there. There's souls at her charge. We must work while it's yet day. They said in the late 80s, said there was a woman that was being abused and murdered, and said that people heard her screams, and said that people looked out their windows of their apartment windows. Said, but instead of helping, they pulled their blinds together. And as they pulled their blinds together, they turned their radio up a little bit louder to drown out the screams of that lady. Instead of somebody helping. Instead of somebody lending a hand. Instead of somebody calling for help. Instead of somebody trying to do something. We must do something in this hour. There's work to be done. There's souls at your charge. There's souls that you know of that's close to the church. Darren White needs to be saved. Angela Broughton needs to be saved. So many among us that we know that's just so close to us that you could have an effect upon, that you could reach. I might not be able to reach them, and somebody else might not be able to reach them, but you may have the words to their heart. You might have a word of encouragement, but you can't help them if you're asleep. You can't help them if you're just, we're asleep and we become, that. I read this, it said that the church is asleep when we see babies being aborted. You know that I read that there's 3,700 babies aborted daily. But the church seems like it's asleep to that. There's things going on around the community, but it seems like we're asleep to it. Churches are asleep to it. But we must arise to the occasion. We must work when pulpits get silenced. You know, when pulpits get silenced, people go to sleep. You hear me? One man said, I'll tell you this. This will be a funny. Said the preacher was up and said he was up preaching. And he looked out and he saw this man asleep in his congregation. And you probably heard this before. And he said, he saw his number one deacon. He told him, he said, go over and wake him up. He said, I ain't going to wake him up. He said, you put him to sleep. You wake him up. I'm not here to get you to sleep. Romans 13:11 says, knowing the time, that it is high time to wake out of sleep. Sleep is death's brother, I read. You're closer to death when you're asleep. To be a spiritual sleep is you're close to death. In Mark 13:36 said, lest coming he suddenly find you sleeping. Matthew 13:25 said, for while men slept, this is when it happened. Listen. This is when it happened. For while men slept, the enemy came in and sold tares among the wheat and went his way. It's while men sleep that the enemy does his work. Good men go to sleep sometimes. Great men go to sleep sometimes. Great churches sometimes go to sleep. But it's time to wake. It's time to put on the light. I read this. It says 65% of Americans are signed up to some kind of church. 12% of them go to church Sunday morning. 2% on Sunday night. We have went to sleep. You say, well, we're here tonight. The church in general has went to sleep. And we must awaken ourselves. They said in Greenfield, in England, it said, in Greenland, it said a captain of a ship, a whale vessel, was out sailing. And he said it got so cold around him. He said there were icebergs all around him. He decided, said, I'm going to take my ship and just sit here all night and wait until morning. Maybe in the morning we'll be having fair weather to sail in. But he said when he woke in the morning, Brother Mike, said he looked over and he said he saw another ship beside of him. And he said when he saw that ship, he saw these men standing on this ship, Brother Ken Taylor. So they were just standing. He yelled at him and said, sir! Nobody answered. Hey! Nobody answered. He finally realized these men on this other ship had froze solid. He pulled his ship to the side of the other ship and got on and walked, and he saw these men just frozen solid in time. And he said he looked at the ship's logbook, and he said this year that he had went was in 1775. But on the log of the ship that he found, 13 years previous, that ship had been out there. Them men froze solid. It's time to wake. It's time to work. We must be about the Father's business. There's work to be done. You can't fall asleep, Eutychus. Don't get near the window. We must wake ourselves. Eutychus should have woke himself as Paul was preaching. But he fell asleep. Where did he fall asleep at? Was it at home? No, he was in church. Right in the house of God. Paul, one of the greatest preachers there was, preaching. And he fell asleep. And he fell out. There's been a lot of people fall out of the church. A lot of people fall out with the church. A lot of people don't get to come back in the church as Eutychus did. He was took up alive. A lot of them, when they fall out, they never get to come back in. They never come back in. I was thinking, I don't know why I was thinking this, but I seen one time, or Sunday school, log of all the people who come through church here and how they had absent and present and different Sunday school teachers. So I thought to myself, what would happen if we went through that and went tried to find them people? Where are they at now? Do you know where we was talking? I think it was me or Dane one day about, I think it was the Butteries. And their mom had passed away a couple weeks back. And I was talking about them boys. We was raised them boys that come to church on the Sunday school bus. Like Roy Crawford ran the bus route out there and several others. But, I mean, I started thinking, what would happen if we could get contact with some of these? Reach them. There's a harvest. The harvest field is ripe and ready, but the laborers are few. Say not that they're 4 months. The time is now. A lot of people say later on. Later's too late. Now is the time. Now is the time to wake. Cast off the works of darkness. We know that the story, the tragic story of the Titanic, how that it was the ship that was built to not sink, or supposed to not sink. But it met that iceberg and had tragedy. But they said that there was another ship out so far from it, and it was called the SS Californian. And on the SS Californian, Brother Greg said that there was a captain on there that if he would have just listened, if he would have had his radio turned on, it wouldn't have been such a tragedy. But you know what he was? He had fell asleep. And when he slept, men died. And if you sleep, men will die. If I sleep, men are going to die. And I don't want their blood upon my hands. If we cease to warn the wicked of their ways, the Bible says their blood will be upon our hands. The city of Troy slept one night. They brought in the Trojan horse, but they didn't realize what they had brought in was to their own death and to their own demise. And that night, as they were sleeping, the enemy crept out and destroyed them. Nights came upon a lot of people in such fashion. There's been a lot of young boys and young girls, nights came in such tragic events in their life. They didn't know when they was headed out that they wouldn't be headed back in the same way that they headed out. But we must be aware of this situation as a church. Jolt yourself in prayer. God, am I awake? Am I sleeping? Am I slumbering? Am I spiritually alert to what's going on? Am I aware of the day and the hour and the time? What am I doing, Lord? Am I idle in the house of the Lord? Am I busy? Am I doing anything, God? Or just am I sleeping? Am I coasting along? Are we going to wait until the end of the year saying, I should have done this past year? A lot of times we get at the end of the year, we think, man, I could have done this, could have done that, could have done this. It's dangerous to sleep. How can we sleep when men are dying, Brother Charlie? Men are dying. Brothers and sisters in your own family. Cousins, aunt and uncles, that you hold the key to their condition. You've got the truth. But by the truth, the Bible says, and sell it not. We have the truth. We can carry the light to their darkness. You see, they don't want it. Take it. Carry the gospel. Let your light shall shine, that men see the good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. They said it was an army. Said it was a cold and deadly winter. And said that they were freezing. These men were freezing to death in the cold. Their sergeant told the regiment, said, keep on moving. Whatever you do, don't stop. See, if you stop, you'll freeze to death and die. And said, matter of fact, if you see me stop, if you see me slow down, he said, take a rod and beat me to my feet, lest I die. Do you hear what I said? Lest I die. It's your responsibility. If you see your brother, slow down. If you see your sister that she's not coming to church as often as she needs to, it's your duty, your responsibility. Call them. Encourage them. Ask them, say, is everything all right? What can we help you? And I ain't saying you don't do this. I'm just saying that we must awake. Said an old farmer, said he was standing outside and said he heard this old clock. And it chimed. And it was 12 o'clock. And it chimed 11. And it chimed 12 o'clock. Then it chimed 13. And he looked at another farmer and he said, what in the world? He said, it's later than it ever has been. On my watch, it's later than it ever has been. They're souls that we must reach them. Throw out the lifeline we used to sing. They're souls in danger. One song said, souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. Love so mighty, love so true. You believe he still saves? You still believe he delivers and heals? Lord, let the church be the church in this hour. The church, we shouldn't be on the back burner, but we should be the ones with the glory shining upon our face. We should be the one in the world hears problems or has problems. They come running to us saying, pray. Do they do that? Do they call you for prayer? I hope so. Because you're the only hope they got. They're looking, the church, the world is looking for a church alive. I ain't talking about one that's swinging by the chandeliers. I ain't talking about one that's got the drums and you can't hear after you leave church. I'm talking about a church that's alive with the power of God. I ain't talking about one where you come and you're chilled when you're there and you're chilled when you leave. And I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about a church or a place where you can get the fire of God in your heart. Where you can get a burning zeal inside your soul. Where you can get a burden for somebody. Awake! How can we sleep when men are dying? There's work to be done. I'm just trying to challenge you as I challenge myself. Year 2016. I've been saved, like I said, it'll be 26 years. I have won souls. Yes, I have to the Lord. But I want to do more. I want to have a greater burden. I want to reach somebody. I want to cast out the lifeline. But I can't do it if I'm asleep. If I'm asleep, I'm useless to you. I'm useless to everybody around you. If I sit back and go to sleep in the church, if I find a pew back here and I relax and just don't do nothing, I'm useless to the church and I'm useless to the kingdom of God. But if I find a pew and I listen to what the preacher says and I take what he says and I begin to study and I begin to read the word and I get a burden for myself and I go out into the highways and hedges and I begin to compel them to come, then I've been used. You know, you can sit almost too long. Why sit ye here idle all the day long? There's work to be done. You say, I can't do nothing. There's a nursing home. There's many things to be done. We got to work. We must be about the Father's business. Don't let me go to sleep. Brother Ken Taylor, if you catch me asleep, come over and wake me up. Spiritually. If you catch me dozing, you catch me not working the way I need to do. Brother Greg, I remember one time, and I'll say this, and I'll try to hush. And I really don't bring this up much at all. I went through some troubles, some bad troubles. I lost my brother, and I was under, there's some things going on, and I was under such a heavy load. And I was working here at church, trying to do my best. I was mowing the yard, and I was teaching Sunday school class, and I was singing in the choir, and I was doing different things, four or five different things. And I went to you, and I told you, I said, maybe I need to lay a few of these things off. Maybe I need to stop teaching my Sunday school class. Maybe I just need to stop doing this, stop doing that, because I didn't feel like I could help anybody in the shape I was in. You know what you told me? You said, if you quit them things, you'll probably just, you may end up quitting altogether. And I told one man that, and he said, you're crazy. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. No, it made sense. Whatsoever your hand find to do, do it with all its might. By teaching that Sunday school class, God was still digging in my heart for them young people. By mowing this yard out here, God was giving me a work to do. By singing in the choir, the songs was feeding my soul. I didn't know it was feeding me, but it was. But I could have just went to sleep. And that's what the enemy wanted me to do. But I'm glad I didn't go to sleep. And I realized there's a work to be done. And how could we sleep in the hour such as we are living? We're living in the brink of the coming of the Lord. He's coming. He's coming soon. There's no doubt. It's sooner now than it ever has been. We're living in the darkest hour than I've ever seen in my life. And there's an event getting ready to take place. And the five foolish virgins, and there's five wise virgins. The five foolish didn't have no oil in their lamps, and they slept and slumbered. And then finally, they realized we have no oil. But then it was too late. Too late then. I don't want to sleep. I don't want to slumber. I want to carry this light. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. There's a work to be done. Don't quit now. If there's anything you need to do, build a fire. Fan the flame. Get in the prayer closet. Shut the door behind you when you enter in. The Bible says when you enter into your prayer closet and come back out, he said he'll reward you openly. You'll not be able to hide them things. If you're in the prayer closet and praying, and God, you're meeting with God in the prayer closet, and God's meeting with you, when you come to church, there'll be no hiding it. Just like Moses, when he come down off the mountain, he couldn't hide the glow. I preached on one time on where'd the glow go? And I remember when I got saved, there was such a glow and such a radiance. And when you see somebody pray through, really pray through, you'll see a glow in their heart and life. There'll be a difference about their countenance. But sometimes we just grow cold. We need to wake. Somebody come piano, please. I wasn't just preaching this to you. Just preaching this to me. How can we sleep when men are dying? There's a work to be done. A lot of people say you can't win souls in this last hour and day. And a lot of people say, there's some people say that you can't have revival and that there's not going to be a revival in the last day. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible says in the last day, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So God, if God spoke it, Brother Jonathan, I believe it. I believe he's still going to send a revival among his people. I don't want to miss it. I want to be part of it. I want to do my part. Whatever it may be, it may not be a great big part. But like them on the seashore, starfish, if I can just help one, I help that one. Noah didn't get them all. I helped that one. What are you doing? Trying to help somebody. If I can be a help to you, that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to cast a shadow on you. But I'm here to let you know we must work together. They said that, I believe Brother Taylor told this illustration, said to this little girl in Sunday school class, and said it was the first time she was there, and said they was in, getting ready to do the little church building at the end of the Sunday school class. But the thing was, the little girl only had one arm. And a little boy walked over and seen her in that condition. You know how it goes. This is church, this is steeple. Open the door and see all the people. The little boy walked over to her. He put his hand in her hand and said, let's build this church together. You've got a part. Brother Mike brought Mike Gilpin, you helped build these walls out here. Done a lot of bricks. But there's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of work to be done. I ain't talking about putting things up masonry. No, I'm talking about spiritually. There's a lot of work still yet to be done. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And they said, still, we are not saved. Whose job is this? It's not the world's job because they can't do it. It's not the worldly crowd's job because they're making a mess of things. But it's the called out. It's the redeemed's job to reach men. It's the redeemed's job to cast forth a hook. They're out there. I remember when I'll say this. I'm taking too long. I remember when I was just a young boy, we went over to Liberty Baptist Church, me and Jerry and us kids is riding for vacation Bible school. And the Lord hadn't dealt with my heart until after I got saved about preaching, Brother Greg. But when I was a young man, we went over and the preacher was up preaching during vacation Bible school there before we went to her class. And he said, oh, Miss Howie, he said out here behind us, he said, there's souls that are lost. He said, they're wandering around here, just lost everywhere. And I was young and didn't really understand what he was really saying. And I told Mom, I said, Mom, I said, we're going to have to go find them people. And I was just thinking in my mind as a child, I said, they're lost out there. I said, let's go find them people. And she explained to me what it meant. But as a child, I thought they just wandered around. Didn't know which direction they was going. But truly, they are. Walk not circumspectly as fools, but redeem the time. The days are evil. Men have lost sense of direction. They don't know which way they're headed. It's up to you and me to stand and say, this way. Come back to God. Turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. Cast your cares, cast your burdens upon the Lord. As Brother Huff, you say, cast that bread upon the water. What did he say? Put butter on it and you'll find it. Somehow he said a saying, if you'll find it, come back, put butter on it. I believe he said. May not have said it right. But he said, cast your bread upon the water. And I don't think he's just talking about money. Trust the Lord. It's a great work to be done. I don't want to miss the opportunity. I don't want to fall asleep, Brother Charlie. I cannot afford to sleep and slumber. I can't afford to spin my wheels and go nowhere. I want to work. If you're here tonight, and that's your burden also, can we find a place of prayer on this altar? God, lay some soul upon my heart. And may I win that soul through you. May I ever do my part to win that soul. God, is there work to be? What can I do, God? Am I sleeping? Am I slumbering? God, there's work to be done. I don't want to fail you.